There's a wonderful scene in C.S. Lewis's novel, The Lion and the Witch and the Wardrobe, where Lucy, the youngest children, to cross into the magical world of Narnia, converses with a character called Mr. Beaver. And in this magical land of talking animals and evil queens, Lucy feels the wonder and fear after hearing about Aslan, the original Lion King, who rules over the lands of Narnia. So Lucy asks Mr. Beaver, "Is he quite safe?" To which the industrious rodent replies, with an air of indignation, "Safe? Who said anything about safe? Of course it is, he is not safe, but he is good." Much like Lucy wants to know that the ruler of her mystical realm of Narnia is safe, we want our God and our faith to be safe and comforting, making no great demands of our time and treasure. But if we pay close attention to our gospel today, we quickly realize that Jesus is far from safe, but is always good and full of surprises. Jesus in Luke had been traveling around Jerusalem, preaching in God's realm, healing the sick, curing the infirm, raising the dead. The scribes and the Pharisees grumble about his dinner companions being less than savory characters. But instead of answering their criticism, Jesus tells a series of parables. A man had 100 sheep. One wandered off and got itself lost. But the man leaving the 99, he goes for the one lost sheep. And when he finds it, he gathers his friends and rejoices. God is not safe, but is always good and seeks us even when we wander. A woman had 10 silver coins. When one disappears, she lights a lamp and turns the house upside down until she finds it. And when she finds the coin, she throws a party with all her friends, probably costing more than the coin's worth. So God is not safe, but always good, and finds a reason to celebrate. A father had 2 sons. One demands his inheritance while his father is still very much alive and runs off to the city and squanders his money. Realizing his error, he returns home. But his father, seeing him far off, welcomes him and throws a party to celebrate the miraculous return of this dead son. So God is not always safe, but is always willing to forgive, even when we cannot. And in today's gospel, a dishonest manager is about to be fired for misappropriation of funds. Because he doesn't want to do manual labor and is too proud to ask for charity, he goes around to all vendors who owe his employer money and reduces his portion of their commission and cuts their interest rates. He does that so that they will be hospitable to him when he loses his job. So he changes a terrible situation into one that benefits him and others. In doing this, he actually builds relationships instead of simply collecting bills and commissions. But surprisingly, the employer commends the manager for his shrewdness, his initiative, and his wisdom. In this, God is not acting safe, but is acting as someone who's full of surprises, someone who turns our values upside down. And that is not many of the religious people of Jesus' day, and many of the religious people like us signed up for. Neither did we. We want a God who is just and fair. We want a God who is predictable and follows the rule. But instead, what Jesus points to is the realm of a God who seeks the wanderer, celebrates the lost, forgives the proud, and repairs broken relationships. This is a God who is not certainly safe, but is always good. Throughout the Bible, and particularly in today's gospel about the shrewd steward, we are confronted with a God who takes our norms, our expectations, our preconceived notions, and turns them on their heads. Jesus praises the manager's insanely irresponsible behavior and exhorts us to act more like the manager. Can you imagine if we as a church followed that advice? Can you imagine what if we imitated God's goodness instead of being safe? What if, as a community of faith, we choose to offer forgiveness and love and welcome anyone without conditions and requirements? What if we lived as a people of resurrection in a Good Friday world? What if we stopped worrying about what is safe and good and started doing the gospel way? How would our church be different? How would our worship be different? And how would our relationships be different? Jesus invited his hearers to step out in faith and to see an outrageously generous God squander that generosity on each and every one of us. Are we not called to do the same?